Okay, we are recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record, please.
My name is Natalie Lamar. I'm the Executive Director of the Richmond Area Chamber of Commerce and co-chair for the Outlaw Days Festival.
Well, and it's that time. It's Outlaw Day time. So, Natalie, for my listeners that aren't familiar with the event, tell us what it's all about.
Outlaw Days kind of commemorates when Jesse James robbed a local bank here in Richmond back in the 1800s. It's not an emphasis on anything bad that happened in town, just recognizing the history that we have here in Richmond.
So tell us what kind of activities we'll see that day.
First off, we're going to start out with a 5K and a 2-mile walk sponsored by Richmond Anytime Fitness. Then at 8 a.m. also, there will be the hog ride for Porky is going to start lining up in the city parking lot on Main Street. It is a benefit ride to help support Josh Garrison, a local man here that's fighting leukemia. We also have kitty parades. This year we have a new addition with some adult old-fashioned games that we'll be playing. We have the little deputies will be sworn in, as well as bands all day long. The Masonic Lodge and the Eastern Star are going to provide bingo. And then we'll also, of course, have the 3 reenactments that day.
Okay, I want to go back to you were talking about a ride, a benefit for a local resident there. Tell me a little bit more about that event and how people can get involved.
A group of people in the community, family and friends of Josh Garrison, got together and decided that they thought a poker run would be a fantastic way to help raise some money to help cover his hospital costs. So what you can do is you can show up at the parking lot or at 8 a.m. to register your bike or your car. There's a $20 entry fee per hand, and then there's a hog roast afterwards. They'll also be accepting free will donations, and there's going to be prizes for high hand and low hand, a 50-50 raffle, and door prizes.
Very good. Okay, so let's go back to the big event itself. I'm assuming that you'll have vendors, food, and that's entertainment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. We have quite a few vendors come in this year with a wide variety of items for sale. We also have a lot of historical demonstrators coming to show a lot of woodworking and things that they used to do back in the old days, as well as some fantastic food vendors. We're going to have barbecue and fish, and there's also going to be some the Historical Society is going to be selling old-fashioned soup, and then there's also going to be a pie bake-off where you'll be able to purchase pieces of pie.
Well, Natalie, it sounds like a good family event, and we're hoping for good weather as well. So, okay, all activities in downtown Richmond, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Everything will be here around the square starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay, and then what time will things wrap up Saturday evening, Natalie?
Things will wrap up about 6 p.m. on Saturday night.
Okay. Is there a website where people can get more information or a phone number that I can give them?
If they have any questions, they're more than welcome to call the Chamber office at 816-776-6916. And there's also a little bit of information on the Chamber website at www.richmondchamber.org.
Perfect. I'll put a link on our website as well. Anything else that you would like to add?
We'd just like to invite everyone, whether you're from the area or surrounding areas, to come and check out everything we offer in downtown Richmond.